Hey everyone, I'm Ashley Eckstein, voice of Ahsoka Tano from Star Wars, and you are listening to the Magic Our Way podcast, and may the Force be with you.
Jumbo, everyone!
Harambe!
And welcome to another edition of
the Magic Our Way!
Magic Our Way!
Magic Our Way!
Magic Our Way!
The Magic Our Way podcast!
They are truly magical and whatnot.
Santi Sana, everyone. You're listening to the Magic Our Way podcast from New Orleans, Louisiana. And on this show, we invite you to feel the libations.
Feel it. Feel it.
We are artistic buffs and not artistic cream puffs. This is a show in which every opinion is welcome. MagicOurWay.com is where you can find us. For this show, we discuss the possibilities for Disneyland mentioned in the Disneyland Forward proposal. And look, this isn't your typical polished practice pixie dust of Disney podcast. No way. We are not in the parks every day letting you know which horses have been roped off for refurbishment in Prince Charming's Regal Carousel.
That's right, Kev. We're just here to drink, talk some Disney, and tell you what Disney may do in California.
They just might.
And you listeners have the easy part. All you guys have to do is listen up to what we think up while we drink up.
My name is Kevin.
And I'm Danny.
I'm Eli.
And I'm Rachel.
And we have a special guest. Special guest, who are you?
JP, your California consultant.
Hey,
welcome back, JP.
Hey.
Love it, love it, love
when
it.
When the news in Disney World gets a little depressing, start talking Disneyland. That's my motto.
Boom.
When we talk Disneyland, we got to get JP on there.
Oh, always.
Absolutely.
All right. So look, the easiest way to support us is to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts and or wherever you access our show. Also, be sure to like and subscribe as well as turn on those notifications so you never miss an episode of the Magic Our Way podcast. So enough of our jibber jabber. Let's go discuss Disneyland's possibilities. Welcome to the hub, the main topic segment of our show. In this episode, we discuss possible development and ideas for the Disneyland Resort in California, as stated by Disney on their Disneyland Forward website. And in case you are not familiar with Disneyland Forward plan, allow me to read this straight from their website. And I quote Disney, "We want to bring more Disney investment to Anaheim. However, this becomes more challenging under our current approvals and the limited space available in our parks today. Without updates, new Disney experiences and placemaking created from our beloved stories will likely never find a way to their Disneyland resort as they have in other parks throughout the world. With Disneyland Forward and more flexibility within our existing properties, new lands and adventures like those underway at Tokyo DisneySea and Shanghai Disneyland can inspire new experiences." Aki.
Did you say Spanish?
I did. Yeah, I decided to make the last word Spanish.
Okay. Just
say, because why not?
Why not?
On April 17, 2024, Anaheim City Council unanimously approved Disneyland Forward in the initial vote. The project's next steps include a second City Council vote on May 7th, and then a 30-day waiting period for any adjustments to the plan before being fully approved in early June. So, yeah, so there it is. And so we thought, let's see what they're thinking about bringing.
Yeah.
The possible things bringing. So in case you want to follow along, we are getting this information directly from Disney via their Disneyland Forward website, disneylandforward.com/possibilities, which I thought was cute. So I will turn it over to my esteemed co-host, Danny, to take us through this journey of what the heck.
The possibilities.
The possibilities.
All yes. The possibilities.
Journey of possibilities.
Yes. So the first possibility mentioned is Tangled. And for those unfamiliar, Tangled has a land. It's going to be opening in Tokyo DisneySea, and the area will feature Rapunzel's Tower and a charming forest setting. And there's going to be a new attraction. Guests will board gondolas as they embark on Rapunzel's quote unquote best day ever, riding Rapunzel's Lantern Festival attraction. Guests will make their way towards the tower where Rapunzel lives and will find her gazing out of her lofty tower window, singing, "When Will My Life Begin?" as Flynn Rider watches on. Rapunzel escapes from the tower, and with Flynn Rider at her side, the two develop a strong bond as they visit various locations featured in the film. Rapunzel and Flynn Rider go on to sing "I See the Light," and guests are enveloped by the glow of countless lanterns filling the night sky. The boat ride is expected to be about a 5-minute dark ride and has been described by those on the project as a really fantastic and immersive D-ticket attraction. Guests can also enjoy a meal at a brand new dining location, the Snuggly Duckling Restaurant, reminiscent of the establishment by the same name in the film. So, yeah, this is what Tangled is going to be over in Tokyo Disney Sea. And the concept art that they have on the website is the concept art from Tokyo Disney Sea. So if they were to bring this to Disneyland, what would you guys think?
Well, can I ask an overarching question real quick?
Sure.
I guess my first thought is, why aren't they trying to come up with something new for these spaces?
That was my first question as well.
Maybe they are, and this is just like they didn't want to put a bunch of time into it unless they were going to get it approved.
Exactly.
Maybe it was like, maybe it was like, we're not going to imagine up these spaces for real until it's an actual possibility. And so they're just like giving ideas based on what they've done for other places.
Yes. I think that's exactly why they did it just that way, Rachel, is because look, we're not going to dream it up. We'll show you what we could do. But until y'all say yes, we're not going to tell you what we will do.
Yeah.
But I do think this is definitely a possibility because that's what seems to happen. It opens overseas and then comes over here.
Yeah. So probably one of the things that I thought of why they use these particular things from other properties is because it's, I guess, for lack of a better word, tactile, because they're doing it over there. Mm-hmm. They say we can bring this over here because we are building it. So it really can. It has a high chance of happening. But regarding like the Rapunzel ride itself, you asked a question. I'm curious to know if this could be just a regular boat ride, which is fine. Because I think the finale is like this big, huge room. Mm-hmm. With all the, you're floating under all the lanterns going up and you see that little mountain and the castle and stuff. I think that'd be a really cool scene to traverse through.
Yeah.
So I'd be down with that. I'd be okay with it.
Yeah. Ever since they built the Tangled bathrooms over at Disney World, that kind of whet my appetite for a Tangled themed attraction, if not a larger area. I mean, who hasn't wanted to step foot in the Snuggly Duckling? I sure has.
Yeah.
So they've got... Between the iconic tower, the Snuggly Duckling, the island kingdom of, what is it called? Corona. Yeah. Oh, maybe they need to change the name of
that. Yes, Corona.
That name good.
Sponsored by Corona. Corona.
The alignment there is perfect.
This one I'm kind of in favor of because I think this fits perfectly in Fantasyland.
Yeah, and I think it deserves more than the bathroom.
I agree.
No, for sure.
Eli, what do you think?
You know what? To be fair, I've never really watched much Tangled, but personally, I have nothing against the property, but I'm like more princesses and stuff. I would just rather let that go. that's just like an overthe, but I get it. If it's already been made, it's easier to sell that point and say, look, we've already constructed it and bring it over. So I get the practicality of it, but does that psych me up? Not really. It's already princesses rides and boat rides and all this other stuff. So, I'm good.
You're good.
I'm good.
You don't want this.
I don't need it.
You'll accept it if it comes, but you don't have to have it.
Yeah, but now I want to visit the bathrooms now that's been mentioned.
All right, Rachel?
I love Tangled. It's one of my very favorite Disney movies. So that boat ride sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. The Snuggly Duckling sounds super fun. I think they could do a great job with making an immersive land, kind of like Cars Land, kind of like some of the other spaces that are that like walk into the movie feeling. So I think it would be great. I would be really excited to go see this if it happens.
All right, JP, our California correspondent, you are in Disneyland more than any of us. So what do you think?
I mean, as far as the Rapunzel area, I think that I would prefer to see something like that better in California.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to go back to our fairy tales, which is Disney is very good at.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be okay with it, but I would prefer not to have a duplication of something that's already done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely all agree on that. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I could see Rapunzel in particular going into Disneyland or like connected to Disneyland Park as part of Disneyland Forward, which is across the street, connected by a pedestrian bridge. And if it went into Disneyland, I feel like that would fit, but it would have to be like a second Fantasyland, I guess. But I mean, it does fit with the overall theming of Disneyland.
Yeah. Well, on the website, they do say that they list Tangled and Peter Pan as one of the things that could be a perfect inspiration. And I'm looking right at the words for the feature of Disneyland Park.
All right. Well, let's get into Peter Pan. Let's talk about what they're going to have with Peter Pan. All right. So again, this is coming straight from Tokyo Disney Seas. And this Neverland area of the port will include such icons as Skull Rock, and Captain Hook's ship, the Jolly Roger, which guests can explore. It will also be home to two new attractions. The first is going to be Peter Pan's Neverland Adventure, where guests board boats and follow the lost boys slash kids down a river. I'm saying that because on the website, I've seen it listed both ways. They call them the lost boys, but then they call them the lost kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess this is just something about relabeling the lost boys or something. Maybe now the lost boys have some girls in there. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Anything's possible now.
But that.
Well, that latest film came out with the lost kids, right? Did anybody see that film?
No, I didn't know there was the latest.
Which one was that?
The live action.
It was like Peter and Wendy or something. Don't worry, nobody else saw it.
Oh no,
I haven't seen it either. So
it was straight to Disney Plus. My kids watched it. I did not watch it with them.
Okay. So anyway, okay. So you can follow the lost boys slash kids down a river, and then Tinkerbell will sprinkle the boats with some fairy dust, and you'll fly over the jungles of Neverland with Peter Pan and Tinkerbell.
Mm-hmm.
And during your journey, guests will encounter Wendy, Michael, the mermaids, Tiger Lily, and have to help rescue Wendy's younger brother, John, in a battle with Captain Hook.
Hmm.
And this is expected to be a 6-minute long dark ride.
Wow, that's long.
With 3D goggles.
Yeah. And there's expected to be another attraction, which will allow guests to shrink to the size of a fairy and help Tinkerbell deliver parcels and packages to the 4 seasonal areas of Pixie Hollow. Basically, you can see Pixie Hollow in spring, summer, winter, and fall.
Okay.
On what will be called Fairy Tinkerbell's Busy Buggies attraction. And it's set to be an outdoor car ride employing trackless vehicles.
So you like work for Amazon, basically.
Yes, exactly. Oh, cool. Yeah, it's like working for UPS.
Yes.
And then finally, you can dine at a restaurant inspired by the Lost Boys hideout called the Lookout Cookout, which will be made from found objects and shipwrecked parts. Not only can guests enjoy delicious food, but also beautiful views of Neverland.
Oh, nice.
So like there it. You go.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty cool.
Now, okay. So do we think it'll work in Disneyland?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes?
I think so. I mean, Peter Pan is a cornerstone of Disney mythology, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You got Tinkerbell, it hasn't really had an addition, an update in a while. So yeah, I think that would be a slam dunk. And this is the stuff where like Disney needs to go back to the history, like we talked before, where it's like, I don't identify with too much stuff now. I can identify with that.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that came with me, I'm like, oh yeah, Peter Pan, check this out. So yeah, I would look forward to seeing something like that. Yeah. Good adventure.
See, I'd say no to this one.
Really?
Yeah, because you've already got a Peter Pan attraction over there where guests board a boat, fly, and go through Neverland. Like, do you really need to?
Ooh, Danny has a good point.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, what if they do build this Peter Pan land and attraction and then take out the current one?
Mm.
That's going to be the Pandora.
That one spot?
Just kidding. But I mean, that could be something. Although, look, we got Star Wars on one side and Star Wars on the other.
Yeah. That's exactly the point I was going to make, is that it sounds like Peter Pan's fight is going to get the Star Tours treatment.
Yeah. But Peter Pan is one of the most popular attractions still. So I can see this being very popular among all ages.
Sure.
And like Eli said, Peter Pan is tried and true. So.
And Disneyland did used to have Skull Rock and the Jolly Roger over there. I mean,
bringing it back.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing them bring that back. I just don't see them having two rides. So like Star Tours takes you to a bunch of different locations in and around the Star Wars universe, whereas Rise of the Resistance, you're storming
some kind of Star Destroyer.
It's a Star Destroyer.
There you go. So all the rides seem to be different. This sounds like the exact same ride that we go on already, but done much better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tinkerbell's Fairy Tinkerbell Busy Buggies attraction. I mean, really? I'm with Eli. It sounds like, you know, I'm working for UPS or something. I don't really need that. I don't really need a lookout cookout. I wouldn't mind having a backdrop because that was so cool when we went to France and you got to see Skull Rock and you got to walk behind there and you got to see out through the eyes of Skull Rock. I enjoyed that a lot. So I could see them doing that, but I just don't see them adding a second attraction that basically takes you to the exact same place
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, I like the Tinker, the Busy Buggies, whatever, Bumblebee.
You like that?
I do, only because it's like when I look at the ride vehicle, it reminds me of like old school Fantasyland ride vehicles.
Is there another attraction that has outdoor trackless vehicles?
No, I don't think you can pull it off anywhere but California.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I've heard this is probably going to be closest to Heimlich's Choo Choo Train.
Okay.
Oh,
really?
Oh, I don't think Heimlich's was trackless.
Okay.
But from the illustrations that I've seen online of Fantasy Springs, it looks like it's going to be something like that.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. So next up, coming straight from Tokyo DisneySea, we can experience Arendelle. Guests can enter the Kingdom of Arendelle at a time following the events of the first film. The main attraction would be Anna and Elsa's Frozen Journey, where guests will set out on a voyage by boat that leads them through the events of Frozen. Through your voyage, guests will enjoy an adventurous and heartwarming tale of two sisters with themes of true love. Grand Pabby, the leader of the trolls, first draws guests into the world of the film as he tells the tale of Anna and Elsa to two young trolls, bringing the sisters' childhood memories back to life with an iridescent light through his magic. Guests then embark on a journey through the sisters' memories, accompanied by well-known songs from the film, including Do You Want to Build a Snowman, For the First Time in Forever, and Love is an Open Door, the duet sung by Anna and Hans at the top of the clock tower. Guests will also be able to enjoy the fan favorite Let It Go, sung by Elsa as she climbs North Mountain, where she creates an ice palace with her powers. The climax of the attraction depicts Anna turning to ice in an attempt to save Elsa from Hans. Then there's going to be the Royal Banquet of Arendelle Restaurant, where guests will dine at Arendelle Castle. Guests can find both indoor and a covered outdoor area with beautiful views of the fjord, cliffs, and mountains in the distance. And then guests in need of a snack can find one at Oaken's OK Foods, where Oaken, the owner of the cabin and sauna featured in the film, has you covered. All right. So what do y'all think? Arendelle in California.
Can we get a Disney sauna? I need to remove the toxins from my body, man.
I mean, I love Frozen, so any opportunity to do Frozen stuff sounds great. I thought that the attraction sounded too much like Frozen Ever After. I feel like it's just a retelling of the story again, which I know a lot of their dark rides are retelling of stories, and so that's okay, but I don't know. I would like to see something a little bit different with the dark ride attraction kind of thing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
But I like the Oaken's, like an Oaken's gift shop. I can't believe we didn't get that.
Mm-hmm.
And the banquet hall, I guess we kind of already have. It's like Akershus, but those princesses are in there instead.
Mm-hmm.
So I ate at Arendelle on the Disney Wish, which is what I would imagine the banquet hall would be a lot like. And the food was not... Like, I can't remember the last time I thought, like, you know what I want tonight? Norwegian food.
Yes, indeed.
So.
Doesn't everybody? Gefilte fish?
Oh, boy.
I mean, in Norway, they just go, I want food.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm not thrilled by the banquet hall idea. And the ride kind of sounds a little redundant. But I love the world of Frozen and I love the movies. I would love to see them do something with Frozen 2. I love Frozen 2. I wish maybe that would be a way they could do something a little bit different. I think we're supposed to get with Frozen 3 coming up here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about that time.
It is about that time. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I'm medium excited just because I love Frozen, but nothing that you read there makes me super pumped.
Couldn't agree more. I think you stole my word. I don't want to visit the Kingdom of Arendelle. I'll be honest with you, I don't mind an attraction for Frozen, but a whole land, I don't think it's really that necessary. A lot of ice, I'm good.
It's cold.
It'd be kind of cool to see. I'm down with a coaster, you know. I'm a coaster fan, so I wouldn't mind riding that.
Oh yeah, like if they had like Kristoff started a sleigh company,
yeah,
and it took you in and around Arendelle, like, oh, that would be a much better idea, I think, than this. This is just, we already know you like it. We're just going to keep regurgitating it and feeding it right back to you.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like, why do I need to see this when I can just watch the movie? I want to go somewhere and experience it a little bit differently.
Yeah, it sounded like a thing where I just wanted you to have something so your kids can sing the song. Like, I agree with Rachel. It just sounded like the same thing. And I mean, I get it's established, though. So I guess that's the only big
plus about it.
Why don't I have a ride where you can ride Sven?
A ride where you can ride Sven. A
bunch of Svens.
All the Svens.
Ooh,
all
like
the
Svens.
Santa Claus.
The Lost in the Woods song in Frozen 2, where there's Lord like all the Svens everywhere.
Oh, wow. And they're all singing that song.
Yeah. Oh, that horrible 80s ballad.
Yes.
See, sounds like you should just have like a karaoke attraction or something with all of the songs.
What an idea.
I mean, it's great for like us, but like the kids don't get the 80s ballads. Like,
no.
Like, I heard this attraction is going to be much better than Frozen Ever After.
Okay.
Tokyo's version is a retelling of the original. I believe the Frozen Ever After is kind of like that. What was that short where she does that summer snow day or something? Yeah, it's too short. I didn't like, you know, I miss Maelstrom, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad that we got a Frozen attraction. And I'm with you, Rachel, saying like, I do love the movie and I do want to see something like that. But there's a lot of Frozen.
Yes.
Everywhere right now. And that Fantasy Springs, that area is going to be massive. Because that castle, Hong Kong's is smaller. And then from what I heard, the Tokyo one is going to be massive and almost full size.
Hmm.
Okay. So.
Of course Tokyo would do it upright.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't play. Yeah. They don't play.
Yeah, this at least walks you through the movie a little bit. So there's a little bit more going on. It sounds like there's some drama included in it because you will see Hans will be in it. That'll be cool. So you finally get a villain.
Hey, I'll get many of those.
Yeah.
Finally.
So, yeah, this definitely seems richer. I just don't like the idea of having to rewatch the movie again.
That's right.
But the kids love that.
They do.
Yeah, you're right. No, I agree with you. They want to be reaffirmed with what they already liked. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, next up is Zootopia. All right. So at Shanghai Disneyland, guests can now experience the mammalian metropolis of Zootopia, where anyone can be anything. Guests can explore the urban jungle comprised of habitat neighborhoods. Zootopia is a melting pot where zootizens of all shapes and sizes, colors, and stripes have a home they can thrive in. Come and explore all the hidden animal features in Zootopia. The major attraction in this land, Zootopia Hot Pursuit, is both a trackless dark ride and a motion simulator. It's kind of similar to Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, actually. Where you're invited to become a rookie police officer alongside officers Judy Hopps and Nick Wilde. Here, you'll go across Zootopia's iconic terrains, sliding across the ice of Tundra Town, prowling for fugitives through the streets of Sahara Square, sharing a too-close-for-comfort encounter at Mystic Springs Oasis, all in pursuit of Bellwether and her gang to track down Gazelle. So that is the attraction. That one is open and currently running right now. I've seen the video of it. It looks great.
Yeah.
There's also a Streetmosphere show called Disney Zootopia Comes Alive, presented at the Zootopia Park Apartments along the land's Main Street. Main, M-A-N-E, not M-A-I-N. Main Street windows. And so all these windows are there and they open and you can witness the daily interactions between the zootizens of Zootopia, where they talk to one another and they'll chat and they'll take selfies and they'll meditate and all these different things. It's kind of like, what is it? The Muppet History.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In Liberty Square.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they do it via puppets.
Nice.
That's cool.
And a pre-recorded soundtrack. So that is what Zootopia Comes Alive is. There's also the Zootopia Marketplace, parked permanently in the streets of Zootopia. And that's a cluster of four colorful shacks offering a variety of treats for the Zootopia Day concert. You can grab a refreshing drink from Slothful Slurps. Try corn-flavored popcorn at Hop's Family Farm or indulge in sweet cotton candy at Cotton Ball Candy Cart. Jumbo also has a pop-up cart called Jumbo's Ice Cream where you can grab the tasty signature frozen paw-shaped Disney Zootopia popsicles.
That's cool.
Yes, that's a mouthful too.
Yeah.
Jumbo's Cafe is a whimsical cafe where you can find a variety of treats, including chocolate marshmallows and Officer Clawhauser's favorite, the Big Donut.
I was wondering if they're going to have the Big Donut.
They're going to have the Big Donut.
I want
the
Big Donut. Gotta have the Big Donut.
Gotta have the Big Donut. And I do appreciate how they spell Jumbo, by the way.
Yes.
You saw that?
J-U-M-B-E-A-U-X.
Oh, that's very, well, French, but also.
Yes.
Violent. Yes.
So that is Zootopia. So what do we think about putting Zootopia in Disneyland?
Nope.
I'm with you on this one, JP.
No. Really? It is basically if you took out Toontown, mm-hmm. I'd be okay with it. But based off of what I've seen in Shanghai?
Yes.
Shanghai, yeah.
So based on what I've seen, it looks very crowded. Mm-hmm. And it looks extremely small. There's only the one attraction.
Yes.
They only have those carts for food. There's not really a restaurant to go.
Right.
I do like the idea of the puppet thing.
Yes.
And if they could bring something along the lines to maybe another area or even to Toontown.
Mm-hmm.
That might be kind of cool, like in that gag factory area. What do you guys have? You also, it's Toontown Fair, huh?
No, they got rid of Toontown Fair. Now we have Dumbo's Storybook Circus. It's not anything special.
Yeah, I did see
little update, everybody. The Smellifants are going in.
Smellifants.
Oh yeah, that's with the Scentsy. I just heard about that.
They're being installed as we speak.
Wow.
I will try to check it out, but this in case you forgot about the smell offense.
Smell offense. Go smell the smell offense.
So are they going to smell like elephants?
No, it's like a smelly scavenger hunt. I don't know. It's like sponsored by Scentsy, but each elephant smells differently. The one I saw a picture of that was being installed was like caramel popcorn.
How does an idea like this get off the drawing board?
Oh, yeah.
You know why? It's money. Scentsy is paying the money, I'm sure.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. Well, oh, for sure. Definitely.
Just like James Cameron says, I want another land. Okay. Here's the money.
There's nothing positive about the word smell and elephant being next to one another.
I worked in a zoo, and you are totally right with that statement.
I've been to the zoo. Hey, I'm about to say, I've been to the zoo, too. I know what those elephants smell like.
I didn't have to know where the elephants were to know where the elephants were.
Yeah. I know, yeah.
In front of the scenes, behind the scenes, their smell is consistent, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, sorry, we got off topic, but...
Yeah, that's good. But smell-elephants.
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 That's happening.
Take pictures.
Oh. I do like that idea for the parks in the States. Because I never got to see the Muppet history one.
Yeah, that was good.
But I don't think that it's good enough to have a land.
I agree.
Toontown has gone through ups and downs, especially in California. I don't think people want another Toontown area.
Mm-hmm.
And this feels too much like it.
Agreed. The only thing I would say is that this did convince me that this could work as a kid's land in Animal Kingdom for sure. I had my doubts about Zootopia, but looking at what they did there... This is a nice little kid land in Animal Kingdom would work, but as a major part of Disneyland, no.
Hmm.
Not even close. This is an add-on. Guys, y'all thoughts?
See, you know, it's funny about the whole Zootopia thing. I remember watching the movie. I would be interested in just like seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That world, but I don't want it to JP's point, like squished into a little thing to like take away a lot of it. Because
one
of the things I like to see is like, you know, you have the normal size, and then I want to see like all the little rodent areas.
Sure,
you know, because I think that'd be just be a trip to see to walk through and experience and just hear all the things, be kind of immersed in that world.
Yeah,
and it's really colorful, so it's kind of neat the amount of colors and how it looks and stuff, and especially with different areas from the cold and hot. So. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing this, but I don't know if squished in an area, a small area, would justify it. It needs to be somewhere else, I think.
I would put it in Animal Kingdom for sure. And
yeah.
Animal Kingdom, with the Boneyard going away, doesn't really have a kid land.
Yeah, this could be a really robust kid land, too.
I mean, you're losing Triceratops Spin. You're losing the Boneyard.
Mm-hmm.
What is there for kids to do over there?
Yeah, Cat Minnie Mickey was gone for Pandora.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah,
that's true. It's weird, though. You know, when I have clients with little kids, a lot of them will ask to just do two-day tickets, and they'll do Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom because their kids really love seeing the animals. Wow. Like, that's the big draw for little kids. But I agree with you that that's even more of a reason why there should be a Little Tykes land in Animal Kingdom somewhere. And there really isn't with the Boneyard going away. It's just those animal areas and then the shows, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's not really any attractions for them, especially if Triceratops Spin is going away. But they are talking about replacing that with an Encanto-themed spinner.
I think it's going to be a Coco-themed spinner, actually. That's what I'm hearing. And so there will be no Coco, no Encanto, and no, well, Indiana Jones wouldn't even consider it, but no Coco, no Encanto for the Magic Kingdom.
No Coco for you.
No. I like how y'all keep getting stuff from overseas, and we keep getting stuff from y'all. Because, I mean, we're getting Indiana Jones. We might be getting Ready to Springs Racers. Meanwhile, y'all getting
Soarin'.
Yeah, we
got Soarin'.
Yep.
It's cheaper.
The only thing we got that y'all didn't get from overseas is Tron, and that's coming up on our list.
Yes. Oh, go figure.
Yes.
No, I was going to say, the Zootopia idea, I wouldn't mind checking out that the Pursuit attraction, that kind of stuff. I always like that. I don't know about Smellifins now that I just heard that. kind of catches me off guard a little bit. But I would think if you want to make a whole land and there's all these different things and cityscapes and stuff that you could do with it, mm-hmm. you should give it room to breathe so that everybody can enjoy it.
When I saw the videos of it in Shanghai, I was amazed by what I saw. I did not expect to see the puppets and how they interacted with one another, how there was always things going on in the land, like little hamster tunnels. I don't know what you call those things. But
habit trails.
There you go.
Yeah.
That was really kind of cool. So when I saw that, I was like, man, this sells me. This is like a fun area to be in. But to JP's point, yeah, it's kind of like a Toontown.
What if they, speaking about kids, there is the conservation station, like that petting zoo area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, what if they expanded that because, you know, the kids love to go and pet the animals and stuff like that. And they expanded that area to include maybe some Zootopia stuff.
That would be so cool. And you ride the train out there.
Yeah.
So then you can, like, you're riding the train to Zootopia.
Yeah. Exactly. That's great. Like that. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Let's go. That sounds great.
Isn't that area for animal
conservation
habitats?
Yeah, there's something that they do over there. I can't remember. It's been so long since
they have the veterinary offices over there.
You go.
Yeah,
that's it. The veterinarian office. I don't know if they'd be willing to relocate all that. They should, because this is a better idea in terms of what people would like to do.
I feel like there's space there still. There's got to be. If you got to take a train out there, come on.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Y'all nailed it. That's how it should go. We'll see.
We're saying no to it in California, though, huh?
We're saying no in California.
All right. Well, what's next, Danny?
Toy Story Land. So, those are not familiar. We're not going to go around this one. I wanted to make sure we kind of filled people in on the overseas stuff. This one, probably people a little bit more familiar with. Yeah, obviously, it's at Disney's Hollywood Studios over in Florida. You shrunk down to the size of a toy, and you join in the fun and the games from the Toy Story films. Guests can take a ride on Slinky Dog Dash, a roller coaster Andy assembled from the Mega Coaster toy kit. They can also join the little green aliens as they swirl around their rocket ship toys in the alien swirling saucers. And the land also includes carnival games and a restaurant called Woody's Lunchbox. So what do we think about Toy Story Land going in Disneyland or California Adventure?
I mean, with the caveat that we've said before, which is we don't want copies of things.
Right.
So I don't love it for that. But I would only want this if they could figure out a way to make it shady. And Pixar Pier, that whole area, is already not shady at all.
No.
And so I have no faith that they would make this thing shady. This is like the surface of the sun in Florida. And honestly, I feel similarly about Pixar Pier when I'm there in California, like, because we typically go in the summer because of my school schedule. So the first thought I had when I saw this was like, I am going to bake alive in this place. So that's my only complaint, which is, it's not a very good one, I guess, but that was my first thought. It was like, there's not enough sunscreen in the world.
I think, like you said, I could kind of take it or leave it for that. I didn't even think about what Rachel had said, just being out in the open like that. I don't, you know, I've tanned enough, so I'm good there. But usually when we go to Florida and do it, it's almost like snap your fingers and you're through it.
Mm-hmm.
I know I wanted to do Slinky Dog Dash for a while. And once I did, I was like, where's the rest of it? So I'm not too worried about that one.
Yeah, this does not interest me at all. It's not a very well-themed land as we have it in Florida, let alone putting this in Disneyland or in California Adventure. I think this is just beneath them.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I like the coaster, but I mean, I don't think you need the entire land.
No,
because then it's like the only other place I could think of was like right by Toy Story Mania. Mm-hmm. Or you'd Star Tours it, and then you just stick this somewhere else, and so Toy Story Mania is off on its own. But as we said, it's like, I guess people, they're just sticking things wherever they want to stick it without consent. Non-consensual theming sticking.
JP?
Yeah, I'm pretty much in agreeance. Like, I don't see why we need another land. I mean, an attraction would go in Pixar Pier because of the theming there, but Toy Story is not a big thing for me. I would love to see maybe a Inside Out dark ride.
Yes.
That would be kind of fun.
That would be cool.
I'm still hoping we get that at Epcot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's fun. I feel like they're going to do this only because the movie's coming out.
That's what pisses me off. Is like, I think we've milked this franchise for all it has left in it. And I don't think it really has. We've wrapped this franchise up now how many times?
I don't know.
Toy Story 3 was supposed to be the wrap up. 4 was supposed to be the wrap up, and they're coming out with another one. Now, I think Mr. Hercher said it would be more of a prequel, but generally you don't hear prequels being tagged with number 5.
Yeah.
It's like Toy Story the Origin or Toy Story the Beginning or whatever the hell. But haven't we said everything we need to say with Toy Story? I don't think that there's layers underneath it that we have yet to uncover. And what we've already seen that is just going to be so much more interesting to explore. I think they've overplayed
Toy Story. Batteries for the toys right out of
juice,
for sure.
It definitely is a money grab,
Tron. What about Tron? Featured in Shanghai Disneyland and now the Magic Kingdom Park in Florida, the Tron Light Cycle Run roller coaster invites guests to sink the pedal to the Moto Metal while twisting and turning in the cyber-fi world in a high-speed race for survival.
Good Lord.
I don't know who wrote
this. Some college kid had a fun with words.
Yeah. But man, they put my tongue to the test.
Exercise.
Yes. All right, so Tron then, what do you think, JB? Let's start with you then. You have not experienced, we all have. Do you want it in your park?
I would like to ride it. I wish we had the space for it. If they want to take out Space Mountain and that launching bay to put it in there, I wouldn't be opposed.
Really?
But that's another question that I've thought about. Like, what if they just destroyed Tomorrowland altogether?
Similar
to destroying your frontier land.
Mm.
What if we just took the land out completely?
Beyond Space Mountain.
Or I was thinking, what if you changed Main Street into Zootopia and you had all of Main Street Zootopia?
You mean like Disneyland Main Street?
Yeah, like get rid of Main Street USA.
All right, if you look outside, JP, there are people with pitchforks and torches.
I'm just saying, people want, I mean, they all talk about IP, but what area has no IP? And that's Main Street.
And that's why we love it.
I was going to say,
I'm just saying, Tomorrowland is a hot mess, at least in California. Honestly, I wish they would rebuild America Sings and bring it back, because I loved that.
It was.
That'd be kind of cool, yeah.
We can't do anything with Space Mountain.
I like your Space Mountain.
Your Space Mountain is better than our Space Mountain.
Yeah,
I like totally it. Yeah, that is true. That is true. And I do like the submarines. I'm glad that we have the submarines, but I don't like the Nemo overlay.
Mm.
And I think that they should just trash Autopia.
Oh, 100%.
All together. Get rid of it. It's a waste of space.
Yeah, but y'all getting new cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On both coasts, Autopia and what do we go with the Tomorrowland Speedway? Both of them. Yeah, they just need to go.
I'm going to say that because we have subs, I don't know if we have the space for Tron. But do we need another one?
I don't think we do. I really don't. It's 2 minutes of fury. It's like Kevin's love life. 2 minutes of fury.
That's right.
I totally get it, Kevin. I do.
It's fury. Hey, simpatico.
I would look forward to seeing this. I think like more futuristic. I know we have Star Wars and everything like that, but I would like to see the aesthetic of Tron be represented here. I have no problem with that.
You like Tron?
Yeah. I love it.
I'm fine with Tron being here. It was fun when I wrote it, but it was it was shorter than Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Yeah,
that's how short it was. It was not very well themed. When they digitize you in the grid, I really didn't even get that part of it. I had a better sense of what was going on the coaster than say Cosmic Rewind. So I like Tron better. And I said that, and I know Rachel was mad at me for saying that, but I did like Tron better than Cosmic Rewind, but I don't think we need it duplicated.
Triplicated.
Third time. Yeah.
I'm so excited for my kids to ride it this week. So.
Oh yeah.
Can't wait to hear it.
They're both tall enough now. They haven't gotten to ride. Well, my daughter's always been tall enough, but we just haven't gotten her there. But hopefully tomorrow night, actually, tickets to After Hours tomorrow night, and you don't need a virtual queue for it.
Nice.
It's just open. Yeah. So I'm hoping we get to go on it a few times. Josh went on it last January, and I had tempered his expectations, and I think appropriately, because he loved it. And he was like, oh, I had really low expectations, and that was awesome. That was like, perfect. I think that's right on.
I like the psychological warfare you play with your husband.
Yeah. Like, no, it's gonna be terrible. Yeah. He's like, actually.
Wonder what else you manipulate him on.
Yeah. Well,
you do not see topless drummers. Hey. You don't know what
talent.
I'm looking at.
It's a talent.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Coco. Disneyland. Now, this is going to be a lot more vague because we really don't have a Coco attraction. But Disneyland Resort President Ken Potrock also mentioned Coco in an op-ed in the Orange County Register touting the benefits of Disneyland Forward, writing that the initiative could pave the way for the chance to celebrate Dia de los Muertos in a Coco-themed experience. Disney California Adventure, of course, is home to a Dia de los Muertos celebration that does feature a Coco musical celebration. So it has been put out there about doing something with Coco as part of an expansion. What do y'all think about that?
I think that'd be muy caliente right there. I love Coco.
I see what you did there, Eli.
Thank you. Yes, not just a pretty. Yeah,
we're throwing
Spanish.
All the Spanish around here.
Spanish 101 coming back.
That's right. That's you, right. Man. Lucha playa. There you go. Yeah, I think that would be. I think that would be good. I mean, again, that's a property that we've talked about that should always be represented there. And if they have a way that they can actually incorporate it into California's actual culture, whether that's. That's more synergy right there.
A lot, that's true. A heavy Latino community there, and Southern California. So I think that would work really well. I would love to see what they would do with this.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I like Coco in general, so yeah. I'd like to see it just more represented in the parks.
Well, especially when we're hearing now that it seems like Coco is going to be confined to a carousel area in Animal Kingdom. So if they're not putting Coco in the Magic Kingdom, and Disneyland can have its own version, and it.
Yeah,
it fits with the culture of Southern California. I think this is perfect. I'd love to see what they would do with Coco.
Yeah,
I agree. I Coco is probably one of my favorite Pixar movies, so I would like to see an attraction, maybe a dark ride or some sort of attraction where you enter maybe the Land of the Dead or something.
Yeah,
and then definitely have opportunities for a food location with tamales. And then every October, usually it's around the Halloween when they have that parade or that show area. Yeah. It's always the crowd pleaser, and they just gather around and watch that. Maybe a small stage, maybe something similar to like in the movie where they perform that night. Oh, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good idea. Rachel, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I love Coco. I do think Disneyland. I guess JP would have a better take on this because I haven't seen all of it, but I get the sense from the East Coast that Disneyland does a nice job with Encanto, like kind of incorporating Encanto into the parks already.
Mm-hmm.
Like they got Mirabel meet and greet first. They've had Miguel meet and greet from Coco for a little while, like before we have. So I think that these are already really popular properties on the West Coast that they're already kind of incorporating. So it'd be nice to like amplify them. I do wonder about the restaurant because we already have Rancho del Zoloco. Did I say that right?
Zocalo.
And Zocalo, yeah. And so I wonder if they would make that themed to one of those properties or if they would open a different restaurant. That would be kind of interesting. I wonder what they would do. So...
Good point.
I mean, I love both of these properties. They're really good. That Coco float in the Magic Happens parade is one of the most beautiful parade floats I've ever seen in my life. It is incredible. So if that's what they can do with a float, I'm excited to see what they could do with the land.
Same.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I mean, they have to do it right because, like, the culture's there, right?
Exactly. You
know? There's a lot of people.
That's why they're already there. Right. Yeah.
It's a no, yeah, it's
so
a
they can't make mistakes with it. So it has to be, like, killer.
When I saw the concept art for Beyond Big Thunder Mountain, when you saw the Coco attraction and you saw the village as well.
Yeah.
And imagine that at night where maybe it becomes the land of the dead. Like, maybe during the day, it's like just a regular Mexican village. But then at night, it comes alive.
Yeah.
That would be really, really, really cool.
And we're not supposed to get it anymore? Is that?
I don't know. I would hope so. But I got to think, since they're putting a Coco carousel over there, that something else is going beyond Big Thunder Mountain.
I feel like D23 is going to break my heart this year.
I'm worried because everything.
More than past years? Terrible. Like, I do not look forward to that at all.
This last one was awful.
It was terrible.
They took away Harmonious, which listeners know is like one of my very favorite things.
Yes.
Ever. They took away Harmonious and then they replaced it with a bunch of nonsense on a napkin. And I was just
nonsense on a napkin.
Wow.
That's awesome. It was a rough day. It was a rough day.
Rachel just described my teenage years.
I have a feeling they were just, I don't know. They just threw out a lot of stuff in those past couple years. And they're like, what if this? And it seemed like they were making the crowds kind of speak for what they wanted to do. Like, this didn't get a big cheer, so we'll scrap that.
Yeah.
But this one did, so maybe we should look more into it. And it's like, you should be knowing your properties and knowing what's successful and going with that. And and to what you guys had said before, it takes 10, 20 years for something to come about.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, your kids have aged out of that and now they don't want to do that stuff anymore.
Right.
It's just, like, it's so frustrating.
Yeah. We used to talking about Zootopia with the little kids land. Yeah. Like, that would have been awesome for my kids when they were little. Yeah. But I mean, I guess my little guy might still be into it, but he's 7. So by the time they build something, he'd be 10. Probably not.
And that's going back to, are the current stories, like, they're only for that time?
Yeah.
I mean, because right now, like, kids still love all those past fairy tales and stuff.
Yeah.
And then going back to Beyond Thunder Mountain, I only want to see a villain's land back there. We still have yet to see a Maleficent attraction, and not That's about true. The live action, but the actual Sleeping Beauty.
Thank That'd you. Be
cool. And we don't even have a Sleeping Beauty attraction, a ride. Right.
We just have the walkthrough.
How do we not have that? We have castles based off of that movie. But we have no attractions.
Wonderfully put.
That's a great point. Anything else possible?
Yeah, and I think I want to let JP take it when I say this.
All right.
So I think we've all kind of had our say on this one.
Okay.
As we previously reported, Bob Iger seems dead set on delivering a large-scale Avatar-inspired land. And the concept art shared for Disneyland isn't a replica of Florida's Animal Kingdom, Pandora, the world of Avatar, nor is it something we've seen anywhere else in any park overseas. This is something specifically created for Disneyland. And while it's just educated speculation, it certainly seems that the attraction featured in the concept art may be using ride technology from Shanghai Disneyland's Pirates of the Caribbean attraction, which looks amazing. Avatar. In Disneyland, what do you think about that being a new land in either California Adventure or Disneyland?
Is it a concept? I mean, yeah, it's a concept art, but he says what could possibly happen.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause he didn't say this is going to be in California. It still sounds like they are saying things to find out what people like, and then they'll go with it. But they're not really committing to say, this is what's happening. I feel like some of their verbiage is very vague.
It is, but Bob Iger has said on a couple of occasions now that he wants an Avatar attraction or land in Disneyland. He has said that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I love Flight of Passage when I go out there, but do I like Pandora in Animal Kingdom? Not really.
Me either.
I mean, Tule Canteen is probably my favorite place to go.
Yeah, what place,
let me be clear, when I say I don't like it there either, I and maybe it's the exact same, I don't like it in Animal Kingdom because I don't think it fits in Animal Kingdom, but I think what they did with it is phenomenal, especially when you see it at night, but I just don't like it there because it didn't fit. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I don't know where it would go. I mean, we do have a mishmash at DCA, so... But I would rather, if this is going to be based off of the second movie, right? Is that what they're thinking?
That's what they're saying,
the
Way of
Water?
That's
what it looks like.
Yeah.
How about take the Living Seas and do an attraction, a Pandora-based attraction area there? And I wish they could just take that tank, you know, the Living Seas, and then maybe move it over to Animal Kingdom, because I feel that would flow with Animal Kingdom more.
Or what about just getting rid of the one attraction that no one ever goes to, Mission Space, and put it over there?
Man, if you want something to eat,
I like Mission Space.
Really? You're the one.
I love Mission Space. You're the one. And it's the orange, right? Orange.
That's the intense one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There we go.
I've never
screw
done
the
it.
Green.
don't screw be wimpy. The green. Do the orange.
Be a man.
No, I'd be glad if the green is there for people who can't.
Like me.
Yeah.
I am glad, but I'm all for the orange. Like, I remember in line at Test Track before they opened Mission Space, and I think I heard some of the cast members talking to guests or something. They're like, yeah, I heard somebody threw up during the testing. So they're trying to tone it down. And I was like, yeah. So, yeah, when that opened, I was.
They toned it down. All right. They put barf bags in the seats.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's intense.
So, yeah.
Rachel?
I love Avatar.
Mm.
We know this. Yes. I would love it on the West Coast too. I just think it's such a cool land. I love the music. I love the way that the lands feel. I would hope it would replicate what Joe Rohde did at Animal Kingdom. Mm-hmm. I feel like that land is just great. I don't know. I feel at peace when I'm in that land, and I love being near it at the Nomad Lounge. To me, the Nomad Lounge, I know it's not technically
favorite bar,
but it's like, favorite bar. Oh my gosh, favorite for bar. Sure. So good.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I love that space, and I'm going there at night this week. So I'm so excited for that.
You're so lucky.
That's awesome.
I know the park's going to be open till 10 PM.
Now I would be a little bit more on board if I felt like I was on a different planet. I don't feel that way just because of the structures. I want to see, and this is similar to Batuu, because I have the same feeling with Star Wars. I think it's a big waste of money. They didn't, and they could easily bump it up if they had more things to interact with. And I'm talking about, I want to see a Na'vi walking around.
Yes.
100%.
Or do they still have that? Where the guy is in
Yeah.
I didn't walk around. I mean, if you don't move your kid, that's your fault. You should have gotten out of the way. But the thing didn't come in. I'm sorry. Like, you need to move the kid out of the way.
Little Jimmy Red.
I'm totally with you. I've said that about that too as well. Like, when they said they were going to do a Star Wars land, like, I never thought they were doing a Star Wars land without aliens.
Yeah.
And I thought for sure we were going to get people in makeup, and
we didn't,
which is like remarkable to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have said many times over, I am not a fan of Avatar. I've watched the first movie. It didn't really do anything for me, but I do feel like they did a decent enough job with it in Animal Kingdom, and seeing the concept art for this ride, I want to experience it. I really do. And I think it'd be brilliant. So I am in favor of this one. This would make me book a trip to go see this.
On
its own.
Yeah, I'm the same way, because if you remember when we talked about this, they were bringing that Shanghai Pirates ride system.
Thank you, Kevin.
To use for it, which I'm like, I so want to get on that ride system.
100%. If they do that.
And imagine doing that at night in Pandora with things are glowing. Oh, man, 100%.
That would be awesome.
I got a question. So has everyone chimed in? Everyone's in favor of Avatar? Or are we missing
anyone? Oh, yeah. I was going to say it was kind of like a hybrid of what y'all said. I'm not a fan of the IP, but I do like the land. But I do agree with JP. If we could have more of that human tech representation, I worry about saving kids from being crushed, but like, you know, seeing ships and other stuff, I think to give that impression that Pandora is still an area where it's nature and stuff, but it still is being invaded and stuff, because that's the overall theme of the movie, right? You don't really get that impression from what they have now, but I wouldn't mind seeing it, definitely.
All right, since we all seem to support the idea of Avatar being there, and we've explained why in our
issues.
Right.
I'm open-minded.
Yeah, open-minded.
There you go.
I want to see the purple squirrel.
Let's test your open-mindedness for 1 second. Okay, because see, we're talking about Disneyland, right? So take away your biases. Take away your biases for 1 second. I'm talking to you especially, Eli.
Are you telling me to leave?
No, I'm talking to Eli on this one. Take away your biases. Avatar or Wakanda?
I don't want to answer this, dude.
I totally would go to Wakanda because... Yeah. I know. We already have an I feel like I scratched the Avatar itch. I'm okay, but I would love to go to Wakanda. That would be so cool.
I think I would rather go to Wakanda.
Okay. Personally, I would love to see Wakanda over Pandora.
Okay.
But I don't think that they could accomplish the grandeur.
Yeah.
Unless they have the space, unless they're going to take up a lot of space.
And I don't think you could accomplish the Shanghai Pirates of the Caribbean boat rides because it's not really.
Oh, are you talking about an attraction or a land?
A land. Just like what we're talking about here. But like, obviously, I think we'd be sacrificing getting that Shanghai Disneyland Pirates of the Caribbean ride because that works with Avatar because the second film was based around water.
Right.
Well, I mean, no, you know what?
What? You mean what?
The second film, the Wakandans fought Namor.
Oh yeah, Wakanda Forever.
Maybe you could use it for that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, well they fought all over the place in that one. But I understand what you said now about my bias and I would take Wakanda just in general. And it still has the same principles with Pandora. But yeah, I mean you got animals with armor on. I mean you still have ships. Mm-hmm. You still have a land that really all you really need to do there is just pretty much have T'Challa's palace.
Yeah.
And then maybe the area where you fight to be Black Panther.
I mean, the marketplace. You need the marketplace area.
Yeah. Sure. You know, so while, yes, Wakanda itself it has a grandiose appeal, you still only need central parts, just like any other IP that mm-hmm. they would use there. So, yeah, that could be pulled off. And then you still have your meet and greets with all of the different characters that are in there. You still have your Marvel tie-in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't put the bias on your first question, but it's kind of creeping in on this end to say yes, that property definitely needs to be represented. Perfect segue to do it.
Okay,
whatever they missed there,
Kev.
Well, not in Disneyland, but I want Wakanda over here because I think we
want JP's, it everywhere.
Well, JP's point is like we have the space to do it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, where it's kind of like with the Zootopia thing; it'd be squished over there.
Yeah, but is it legal? Like, can we legally do that?
Wait, in Florida?
Oh yeah, Florida. Right, yeah. Right.
You can't.
I don't know.
So what's your legal limitation? You can't have...
No Marvel property.
You can't have any Marvel.
East of the Mississippi. Certain. That was included in... So basically, I think you could do Wakanda, but you just can't do Black Panther.
No.
And that might be a little hard.
Well, you know.
They kind of need that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Another question for you guys. Forget what I just said about Wakanda. Take the ones that we just discussed. Your top three. All right. You can only choose three of what we've already discussed to go into Disneyland / Disney California Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Pick three properties that you would put in there of all the ones that we discussed that have been put out by Disney.
Tron,
mm-hmm.
Peter Pan, Coco.
Okay.
I'm Avatar, Peter Pan, Coco.
Okay. I'll go Tangled, Coco, Avatar.
Yeah, Tangled sounds good too.
Yeah,
I'm picking Tangled. I'm doing Tangled, Coco for sure,
mm-hmm.
and I think Zootopia.
Oh, Zootopia!
Yeah.
Now the vote that really matters is JP.
Yeah.
JP's a local. What you got, JP?
Coco, Peter Pan, and Tangled.
Nice. I'd say.
But I'm classic, so it's just kind of like I want to see the fairy tale side, and we're losing a lot of that.
I agree.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
All right, last question. We covered everything that Disney's talked about doing. We gave her a little bit of our own thoughts here. Now let's open it up, Blue Sky, for each and every one of us. What would you do?
Herbie the Love Bug.
Herbie the Love Bug.
Really?
No, I'm just
Herbie
kidding.
The Love Bug. Sure, racers ring the crowds in from 1962.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure everyone over 70 popped right now. And I can't wait to get
yes,
to see.
Yes, I want that.
So I'm sure there'll be a side area for the apple dumpling gang in your little world.
Can we the island Naboombo? Naboombo?
Yeah.
The Chitty Chitty Bang Bang gang.
Oh, don't tempt me with bed knobs and broomsticks.
Oh, boy. So are you talking about Blue Sky then, Danny?
Blue Sky.
You want to know my Blue Sky?
Yes.
Okay. I want a retheming of Tomorrowland.
Mm.
Or if it's not retheming, a reimagining with money. So I want Buzz Lightyear out of Tomorrowland completely. Okay. I don't think it belongs there. It shouldn't be there. I would like to Blue Sky move Star Tours to Batuu,
okay,
and out of Tomorrowland, and then redo that entire area. Keep Space Mountain. We could keep Subs, but get rid of Autopia, and there would be space there where Lightyear and Star Tours is, and redo some attractions that will fit. I was thinking during the podcast earlier, we could have even a, what was the movie where he goes back in his family, or he goes to the future and he sees his family?
Meet the Robinsons.
Oh. How about an attraction like that? That'd be kind of fun.
I love Meet the Robinsons.
Tomorrowland-ish.
Yeah. So does Blaze.
I could see that.
Yeah. So something along those lines. I would not mind if we had the space, which I don't think we do, an expansion of Adventureland. And maybe put something about Encanto there, at least for California. And I want to see more villain-based attractions.
I would agree with that 100,000%.
And level DCA completely and make a Westcott. There you go.
Westcott.
Oh, wow.
Westcott.
And I want lands that are countries. Germany, and in Germany, you have stuff from Germany, Snow White, and a Snow White attraction. And then you have France, where you have Beauty and the Beast, and a Beauty and the Beast attraction, and along with foods and stuff like that. So representatives from each country, maybe China, and have Mulan attraction there.
I like how you're already getting the better version of World Showcase than what we have.
Yeah.
Even we don't have those attractions.
I mean, Blue Sky.
Anybody else? All right. What else?
Oh, man. I got to have my Marvel representation. I would love to have an X-Men mansion better done.
Oh,
and then I know they have Avengers Campus.
Yeah.
Do that better, because that just looks like a place that the lights are off. No Avengers paid the light bill or something. So I would like an X-Men mansion just better lit, better done. It's not like Disney does not have any experience creating mansions. So I know that's not a hard feat at all. And to have the ability to be able to go through that, and then you get the experience of a danger room, you get an experience of being chased by sentinels or, you know, fighting Magneto or something like that. But I imagine you would have to have a huge amount of land for that.
I would think, like, I think they missed the boat. Like, I don't understand why they did Avengers quote unquote campus.
Mm-hmm.
They could have done like Avengers Expo and made it like Iron Man 2. With that like World's Fair kind of thing that they did there, where they had you could have the Captain America where you walk through and it's a history and you see all the different outfits that he wore and everything like that. And boom, it brings you right into a Captain America style attraction. You have the Tony Stark Iron Man attraction, stuff like that. And
there's
do that as instead of a campus area. I don't like the idea of a campus.
Yeah.
I would like to see like a huge land being opened up, like, and it would be like Disney Extreme. Like, Disney, you know, they do like Disney XD for the more adult stuff and have like an Alien versus Predator attraction and Percy Jackson and.
Oh, yeah.
Cool Runnings.
No, not Cool Runnings.
Now we let you slide with Herbie.
Come on now. Where is your head?
Disney Extreme Cool Runnings, man.
Cool Runnings,
right? I do like Cool Runnings, Bobby. Come on.
Maybe even like Night at the Museum, because they own Night at the Museum.
Oh, wow.
Do they? I would like that.
Percy Jackson, Alien versus Predator. Something a little bit more like, man, put some hair on your chest.
Can we have a Tombstone? Like,
yeah. This isn't for you kids. This is for you teenagers and you young adults and you older adults to enjoy.
You know, something to put your teeth into, which is again, though, a good idea. I think that's why I always love the Blue Sky stuff, because, Bobby all up in that. Then you get some bars, too, around there. Oh, man, I'd never leave.
Imagine like a Die Hard style thing where you get to shoot the bad guy. It's like Buzz Lightyear as you're going through Nakatomi Plaza.
Hey, Hans.
That would be pretty cool.
That'd be very cool.
None of that will ever happen.
I know, but oh boy.
That'd be kind of neat, though.
I love that dream.
Kev, anything?
Yeah, no.
The Ghost and Mr. Chicken? Is that where we're going next? Or what is it?
Huck Finn.
Aristocats. That's not problematic.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was actually thinking I want something with Oswald, you know, the Lucky Rabbit in there.
Oh, that's old school.
Now that he hasn't been. Yeah, it's old school, but it's like, you know, they made such a big hype about it. And it's like, well, let's use him in something.
Okay.
You know, I think that'd be kind of neat just to have, I don't know, maybe like a little area just explaining who Oswald is and why he's significant or something. And well, shaking hands with Mickey or something. I don't know.
Like a Disney hidden treasures, like things you didn't know about characters you didn't realize. You kind of have like the.
He'll be unique. Yeah. I mean, he's an IP, but he's not like he's tied to anything. Mm-hmm. He's important to the company. So I think it'd be nice to have it immortalized in some kind of attraction or mini land or something, area, or whatever.
Rachel?
I really like that Disney California Adventure has leaned into Pixar because Pixar is, I think, kind of a uniquely California thing. Like, I love the way that Pixar feels like California to me. I looked at the geographic location of where this pedestrian bridge would connect over from California Adventure, most likely, and it's the Pixar area. And so I would just love to see them do more Pixar place, like make it bigger, make more Pixar lands, because right now I like what they have. It's just all so small. I think they could do something really cool, but expanded. So I would just say lean into Pixar, but do it like bigger and better and more immersive.
Like it.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd be open for that. Remove Little Mermaid too.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's great.
That should have been gone already.
It should not be there. I mean, yeah. I love the Little Mermaid, but I think there's so many opportunities to put it somewhere else.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. Yeah. Well, thanks, Danny, for putting that together. That was fun to see what was possible.
Yes.
Over there in Disneyland. And yeah, if y'all have any thoughts about what you'd like to see in there or what they've announced, get in touch with us and share your opinions. And we're going to tell you how to do that in just a little bit. Well, y'all, we hope you enjoyed that episode of the Magic Our Way podcast. Look, if you want to learn more about us, magicourway.com is the way to go. There you'll find our social media links, past episodes, and more. Also, if you want to get in touch with us to share your opinions on anything that is possible over there in Disneyland, you can do so through the following ways. First of all, shoot us an email at show@magicourway.com or call or text us. Send us a text message, just like JP, at 1-815-MOEEKEN. That is 1-815-MOEEKEN. 669-4226. But anyway, so we have a couple people do things outside of the podcast. First of all, we got Eli Does Things with Comics. What you got, sir?
Yes, sir. One of the possibilities I would always love to see in here is when somebody does a little click, click, click on the keyboard and goes to the website, www.ivycomics.com, where you can see all the work that I've done, fully colored pages. The only ad film is for this podcast. That includes Project Geisha, Savages, and the Molly Be Damned. There's also blogs and interviews and all kind of fun, chatty stuff that you can do. And of course, there's always a link to the Magic Our Way podcast. You never miss a beat. You never miss an episode. You never miss if there's a sky, if there's a blue sky. Get all that goodness right there. You can start right there. IvyComics.com. So appreciate the support. Love on that. On social media, you can find me on Facebook, Eli H. Ivy. As long as you're a real person, it's a pleasure to meet you. But if you're a bot, I do not need to greet you. Please, if there's a possibility that you could just send the bots away, I would love to be on that ride. I just say it. Also on Facebook, you can check out the Project Geisha fan page. So that's facebook.com/Project Geisha. Also, I'm right there on Instagram posting up the hearts and the likes and seeing what you got. EIRI504 is where you can find me there. And of course, on X Mansion, I want that. You can find me right there at Hancock10166. So yes, if you appreciate the madness, just bring me the gladness. Thank you very much.
And if you want to book a vacation with Rachel and JP to go see Topless Drummers, you can do so with Rachel. She can book it for you. What you got?
Yeah, I would be honored to help you and your group book a wonderful vacation. I can help as much or as little as you'd like. And the big benefit is it costs you nothing extra. And a little piece of the vacation price that you pay comes back to support this podcast and this fan community. I can be found at rachel@magicourway.com. You can also find me at my phone number, which is 978-432-WISH. You can text message or call me on that number. And finally, you can find me on social media. I'm at R, the letter R, Family Magic. So that's R Family Magic on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube. So those are all the ways you can find me. And I, again, would just be honored to help you plan a great trip, to meet you, to talk to you about what your group is looking for. I can book trips to all the Disney destinations, Universal on both coasts, and also major hotel brands around the world, Royal Caribbean, Disney Cruise Line. So reach out.
And of course, we want to thank our guest, JP. Always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. Thank you very much. Is there anything you want to plug or say or whatever?
No, I just love being here and talking to you guys because I'm literally talking while listening to the podcast.
We love having you.
The pleasure is ours.
Of every listener, JP is the one I get the most text messages from.
I'm either agree with Danny or I'm not agree with Danny. And it's like nothing in between. It's like, no. Anytime. I'm hoping one of these days that Rachel and I can book a topless drummers.
Yes.
JP, arguing with my co-host is easy. Arguing with you, not so much.
Yeah. If we ever do a weekend meetup, we'll have to do a topless drummer meetup with Rachel and
Josh. Oh, one of the most fun we had was when we went over to Disneyland. We got to hang with JP and Josh.
Yeah. Yes.
And that was cool. Yeah.
That was fun.
So if y'all want to access all the info we just mentioned, go to magicourway.com/about-us. Also, if you want to elevate your support of the Magic Our Way podcast, go to patreon.com/magicourway. There you'll find 6 awesome tiers to support this show. Any way in which you could support the show is deeply appreciated. The easiest way to support us, and it only costs a minute or so of your time, is to leave a rating and a review in Apple Podcasts and or wherever you access our show, whether it is YouTube, Spotify, Podbean, etc. We also want to thank you for being a loyal listener, and we always love hearing from our listeners. All opinions are welcome in the Magic Hour podcast, so make sure you get in touch with us today. So we say Quaharini. My name is Kevin.
And I'm Danny.
Magic out.
And you are. Bye.